Okay, we're joined on the line by Jackie Cahill of the 42.ie. And Jackie, I suppose another farcical situation developing this weekend.
Yeah, it's something we've covered on the 42.ie this morning, Rory. The fact that the Cork Ladies footballers and Camogie teams are due in championship action on the same day again on Saturday at two separate venues, one at the Camogie game at 2 o'clock and the Ladies footballers at 6. Hardly an ideal situation, but not the first time we've seen this happen, Rory. I spoke to Eamon Ryan in Croke Park yesterday at the TG Carr Championship launch, and he talked about how it's happened in 2009, 2010, and again, since then, and of course, most recently in the when Cork were replaying their national ladies football final against Galway, it was also fixed on the same day as the Munster Camogie final. So it's an unacceptable situation in my view. Surely there could have been some leeway, perhaps play one of the games on a Friday night, the other on a Sunday, and at least then the girls would have, the guts of 48 hours to recover. But it looks like the three in question, Maeve Cahalan, Rena Buckley and Bridge Corkery, are going to commit to both games, the first in Páirc Uaireann and the second in Mallow. So, I mean, this not too far to travel, but I guess the wider issue is player welfare here, Rory.
But so, how is this situation continuing to rise? Is it a case of one association refusing to move for the other, or what's happening?
From what I can gather, I've looked, to be fair to ladies football, I've looked at the master fixtures list, and provincial finals are pretty much set in stone from a long way out. And, with so much other activity going on, that they're pretty reluctant to switch things around or change. I presume the Camogie Association, which I don't have as much contact with, are in the same boat. So you've had this situation before, and if Cork and progress in both codes, which is pretty much expected, it's not going to be the first time this situation is going to arise either. I guess the good thing is that it's being highlighted, and if we can get enough traction on this and get it out there that this continues to happen, well, perhaps there won't be such a repeat circumstance later on in the year. It'll be less likely to happen. That's the hope, of course. But again, the players in question, the dual players I've mentioned, Rena, Region may, if they're very much at the mercy of fixtures makers, and that will continue to be the case, I'm afraid.
But it's massively unfair to expect them to play a game at Páirc Uaireann at 2 o'clock and then go up to Mallow at 6, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I mean, Eamon was talking about a situation a few years ago where there was a match in Athenry involving the Camogie team, and the dual players then were, they were ferried at high speed in a Garda escort down to Castletown Roach to play for the footballers. So that kind of stuff is happening all the time. The big issue is player welfare. I mean, it's going to be a warm, muggy day on Saturday, I'm sure. The players are going to be dehydrated. They won't be able to cool down properly after the first match. They get into a car. So you're talking about getting out of the car, having a stretch, refueling, and going again at 6 o'clock. It's really, really bizarre. I guess, would it happen in men's codes? Most certainly not, Rory. And that's the big problem that, the ladies' fraternity see in all of this. I just can't understand for the life of me how it's allowed to happen. I can't understand why, as I've said already, you couldn't have one of the games perhaps on a Friday night and the other one on a Sunday. Okay, it's still not ideal. You're playing two matches in 3 days, but surely it's better than playing two matches in the space of 5 or 6 hours.
Certainly, yeah, but it seems like logic is going out the window here. But absolutely. Moving forward, how do we solve this? How is it solved?
Well, as it's, we've heard in the past how, the GAA are anxious to get all of these separate bodies, and the Camogie Association and Ladies Football Association are separate bodies in under the one umbrella. Perhaps it's far more complex than this, but I can't see how it can be any simpler than sitting down together at the start of the year and mapping out your fixtures plan so that there's no crossover. It's taken as a given that Cork as All-Ireland champions and Munster champions in both codes are going to progress pretty far into competitions that they're involved in. So surely we can have a quick look at the calendar. Okay, the footballers play there, the Camogie players play there. Surely there can be no crossover. But, we've had it already, as I say, with that league final and the Munster final in the respective codes. And it's happened again now on a championship day. And, Breeze Corkery and Rena Buckley are the two midfielders in both codes on many occasions. And, high-energy players. And, two girls that are, they're getting on in years as well, so the energy levels might be as high as what they once were. Yeah. And for them to ask them to do this is you know, as Ciara O'Sullivan has been quoted, is unfair and a little bit ridiculous.
And stories like this, Jackie, it doesn't do much for the promotion of either game.
No, it doesn't. I mean, if you're looking for, you know, crowds, first of all, you've got the Cork Camogie team and the Cork ladies footballers playing on the one day at a time when Camogie and ladies football are crying out for bigger attendances and more people attending their games. Well, it's not exactly fail-safe logic to play two matches in two different codes on the one day. I mean, that's quite obvious. So if they want to get more bums on seats, promote the games better, look after the players better, and ensure that they're not playing two games on the same day. It's pretty straightforward.
Excellent. You can read Jackie Cahill's report on the 42.ie. Jackie, thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Anytime, Rory.